right now, we're going to do something new.
With a broadcast interruption that has become inextricably attached to the memory of that horrible event.
It will last for 100 years.
Whatever made those tracks is clearly
insane.
That can only be
satire.
The best friend of boys and girls everywhere.
I'm very happy to be with you. Very happy.
Well, I am not.
Now, you're always a bit ornery, unpleasant, impolite, even downright mean.
The rest is bullshit and you know it.
So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt.
And you leave me no choice.
That smell.
The object is to clear the air.
I just spray and the odor goes
up in your nose forever and ever.
Men pay through the nose with a smile on their lips.
What appears to be a simple purchase turns into a horrifying act of barbarism.
And if you buy five
synthetic fireplace logs,
you'll save big money with a Mr. Nanny 5-pack.
This deal sucks.
And the savings achieved through its low cost can be applied to better merchandising and dealer promotion. And to reaching
my ass
more often.
We can also do the same thing with eyebrows and anywhere else.
Such things as hands and face.
Or even
my testicles.
How about trees?
There's one from each testicle.
Grandpa really loved
my testicles.
They look wet.
Grandma would always say,
all bitches are the same, just like my hoes, you know.
Grandfather was angry at this.
You're not my grandpa.
When I was a little boy, I would watch my dad and my uncle and my granddad shave.
My testicles.
When I get a bitch, I got a bitch. Ooh, right on.
My grandma
was about 480 years old.
Big deal.
Here's the deal.
I was just getting ready to play a terrific game.
It's a drop the handkerchief game.
You have lost the handkerchief.
You asshole.
Game's all over.
You can play hockey or any other game, provided you feel like it.
This is a game called Russian Roulette.
Cock the gun. Hold the gun through your head and pull the trigger.
It's a simple, harmless game.
Unlike any game you've ever played before.
That you have to be drunk or crazy to play it.
This is the silliest game I ever played.
Don't play games with me, Your Highness.
I am powerless to help you now.
And let me tell you something more.
Rub meat on your pants.
It'll do you good.
Gently turn the meat, but don't be slow.
Put the meat in a microwavable dish.
And then roll it up and put it away in a drawer.
Forget about it.
Don't ever feel embarrassed to call the police.
You fucking asshole.
This is Police Sergeant Edward O'Reilly.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes.
I'm a policeman dressed in blue. Here are some things I'd like to do.
Chases and fights and a great terror and things of that sort. But
here is something that will stun and very likely outrage many who hear this.
Ignoring customers?
It's a win-win situation for Kmart and the customer.
What did you say? You regret!
What I regret most is that I
was shot in the head.
I tried to shoot him, but the bullets bounced right off his black ass.
Put your ear up against
his black ass.
Here's another cool experiment. Put your ear up against a brick building.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I feel like a deer in the headlights of love.
This was nothing new, for he had suffered the same injury 7 times before. As he was carried to the ambulance in a state of semi-consciousness, all that he kept asking was,
Ellie, piece of shit!
Oh, yes, we do.
Well, I don't give a shit.
He was always ready to eat little rabbits for breakfast.
And I'm gonna scissor them aggressively.
Hey, Princess. I got a question.
Are there ways to avoid contaminating the sides of new highways?
No, Cookie Monster.
We want them
to contaminate our society. And what about decontaminating the millions of miles of roads whose sides already are infested with booby traps?
Cookie Monster asked.
And I'd like to kick your fucking head in.
You mean old monster, you?
Another fierce monster was creeping over the ledge.
Hi, this is Michael Warren, speaking for the IRS.
All we want is the money.
He was pushed into the sea.
Well, why do things like that happen?
Because, damn it, he didn't follow the book.
I see. What book is that?
The book entitled Destroy All
Thermal Underwear and Socks.
This book is the Word of God. Trust it, study it, love it, and most of all,
help me out of this hole.
I found something I must tell Raggedy Ann about.
The inability of a bankrupt society to meet its obligations to France results in
this particularly horrible Excel collage.
The thing that was impressive about this one, to me, although those were all great, those were all well done and well conceived, orchestrated, composed, and everything fit beautifully, but the most
terrible experience.
We had so much fun. I can hardly believe it.
Come, fairies. Our work is done.
Why is that?
Because it's over.
Oh, I'm so glad you listened to my story.